All right, so I want to talk about today, continuing in these halachas of hamoitzi versus mizonos. So we were talking about, cakes and different types of foods that are barim and mizonos. We discussed last week. What I want to talk about this week is when something started off as hamoitzi, and now you're converting it from bread to mizonos. So let's give very, very common examples and questions that people ask all the time about this topic. If something starts off as hamoitzi, and then it was bread, and now you want to know, is it mizonos? Let's just give simple examples, and then we'll go from there. Croutons. So you go to a restaurant. We brought it up last week. You go to whatever. You have leftover challah, so you dice it up, into little pieces. And you spice it, put it into the oven, and you make croutons for salad. Or you buy croutons, the osem, whatever, croutons, and you buy croutons for salad or for soup. So croutons, did they start off as bread? Did they not start off as bread? If they started off as bread, can they be converted into hamoitzi? Or we did, can be converted into mizonos, I'm sorry. Similarly, we had one time a couple stale pita. We got some pizza and it was getting, so can you now turn into pizza chips? You cut them up, spice them a little bit, and then put them in the oven. And then, pizza chips, does it convert into mizonos? Those are some examples. Then it goes from there into French toast. Let's say you take bread and then you egg it and you turn it into some other type of dish. Does that turn into mizonos? Okay. The common example on Pesach is matzah brei, for those that eat kebrucks. So matzah brei is a staple on Pesach. So what you basically, and there's different recipes apparently. I wouldn't know that there's different recipes because I don't eat in anyone else's house on Pesach. But I just do know that there's different recipes from looking in the Sfarim and seeing how they deal with the different types of matzah brei. So just from learning the sugya, you could come up with a whole bunch of recipes in how to make this stuff. But some of it is made with, you take matzah, you crumble it up, and you either soak it in water, and then you put eggs in it, and then you make some sort of, and then you fry it. So does it turn into mizonos or not? And obviously, matzah meal cakes. What about matzah meal cakes? What's matzah meal? Matzah meal is matzah ground up, okay? And then you take the matzah, you grind up the matzah, now you have flour, and now you made a cake out of it. Now, if you would have eaten that matzah meal before you added the eggs and the sugar and all the healthy stuff, right? And you would have taken that matzah meal and you take a little bit of it. It's hamoitzi. It's crushed up bread. The fact that you take bread and matzah and you crush it up into what looks like flour, it doesn't make a difference. It's still bread, right? There's no shear, a kazais, any mashu, any little bit of bread. Maybe if you only tasted it, you wouldn't bench on it because you need a kazais, but it would definitely be hamoitzi. Now, what happened? You took that, what? Right, correct. Breadcrumbs, same thing. You buy breadcrumbs. I don't know if you buy because I don't know how they make the real breadcrumbs. But breadcrumbs, you take bread and you make breadcrumbs. Same thing. So now the matzah meal is hamoitzi. Now, right. So breadcrumbs. Right. Oh, right. So if it's shahakol, then it's potato starch. Then you're good, and gluten-free too while you're at it. But we're talking about if you eat kebrucks. So what you did is you made matzah meal cakes. So I'm just muting to get the background noise out. But anyone has a question, just unmute yourself. Mizonos cakes are made out of matzah meal, which is basically ground up matzah. Then you take that and you make flour out of it. Okay, so matzah meal cakes are mizonos. The question is, maybe it should be hamotzi. How do we? And what about knedlach? Knedlach is the same thing. You take matzah meal, you bind it, and you make a dough, some sort of thing, and you boil it. Is that hamotzi? Is that okay? Many cases like this, where you're taking bread and then you're kind of converting it to a different form, at what point does it change from hamotzi to mizonos, and at what point does it remain hamotzi? Okay? You buy in the store, let's say, chocolate-covered matzah. They have these, like, crackers, chocolate-covered matzah. So is that hamotzi, or Mizrainus. So I just heard a shiur from the author of this sefer, Vizos HaBracha. It's a very good sefer. So on brachas. So I just heard a shiur from him. He gave a shiur last week in Yerushalayim about this topic. And he said that when he was in Yerushalayim, he saw these chocolate-covered matzah that it was packaged, and on the badatz it said it was the bracha was mezonos, and he called up and he said lachar it should be amotzi, and he explained why it was a mezonos in the end. But this is the sugya that I want to discuss, just to get a little background information on it. So here's the story. The halacha is that if you take bread and it starts off as hamotzi, there are three ways that you could technically convert it, and three processes that could happen that that could change it. The first of those, and each one has its own, parameters. The first of those is cooking it. Okay, so you took a piece of bread and you throw it into a pot. So the halacha there's only one factor. Was it cooked as less than a kazayis or more than a kazayis? If it was more than a kazayis, so let's say a kazayis is, your average kazayis is, like, let's say, a piece of, an average piece of challah is about a kazayis. Let's say a piece of rye bread is maybe a little more like half a piece of rye bread is maybe a kazayis, you took a kazayis. Now, Dov Kalani is wondering, if that's how much a kazayis is, why do you eat four matzahs for your kazayis and Leil Pesach? But for this purpose, we're going to say that a kazayis is about a half a slice of rye bread. Okay? So you have a half a slice of rye bread. Now, if you throw that into a pot, okay, less than a kazayis, it becomes mezonos. Because Chazal say that once you cook something, it loses its toyar lechem. It loses its comparity. It's not like bread anymore. It becomes a tavshil. It becomes a dish. It's like you serve it as a dish. It's not bread anymore. But if it's a kazayis, it's a full slice, then it maintains its status as bread and it would not go down to a motzi. So let's say you want to dip your challah into your soup. Okay, you're having soup and you want to put some challah in. So theoretically, if you break up the challah into pieces less than a kazayis, then they would become mezoinis. They would no longer be hamotzi. However, there's one problem with that. They have to be cooked. And as we know from Shabbos and from other areas, there's different levels of cooking. There's kli rishon, there's kli sheni, there's kli shlishi, right? You make it, some people, Mir Moshe say you can make a tea in a kli shlishi. Not everything is called cooking just because it's with hot water. So we know that a kli rishon means the pot that the water was boiled in, that's a kli rishon, even if it's off the fire. But once it's in your soup bowl, now it's a kli sheni. The poskim say that kli sheni cannot cook. So therefore, even if you dip pieces of bread less than a kazayis into your soup bowl, they still remain hamotzi, because that's not called cooking. It's off the fire, it's a bowl of soup, it's not called cooking it anymore. So that when, but let's say the bowl of soup is the kli rishon. For example, let's say you warmed up a bowl of soup in the microwave. So now maybe you could argue that whole bowl of soup is a kli rishon now, because the whole bowl of soup became hot, and then you just stick a piece of bread less than a kazayis into that bowl. Perhaps we could say it's mezoinus, because now you're cooking a piece of bread less than kazayis. If you would like to do that even more often, then what you could do is you take the bread and you actually put it into the pot of soup. If you took the bread and put it into the pot of soup, everyone would agree that pieces less than a kazayis, small pieces of bread, would become mezoinus. So even though it's bread, it used to be bread, it was challah, now you take it less than a kazayis and you put it into your pot of soup, it will become mezonos. What would happen if it's not in your bowl, but it's not in the soup? Let's say it's in your bowl, dry, and then you pour it from the ladle onto that. That's called irui kli rishon, maybe. It's pouring from the kli rishon. That's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure about that. That's in between. It's not mamish from on the pot, but it's not mamish in the bowl. It's in between, because it's being poured from the pot onto the bowl. So now you caught it in between there. That's a suffix. That's the Mishnah Berurah is in doubt about what to do about that. And he says if you're going to do that, he says if you... Okay, fine. But I'm talking about the first level. The first level is pasha, cooking bread itself without making it part of a dish already turns it into mezoinus. You're talking about the next level down, where you're not cooking it. So you didn't really necessarily cook it. right? You could bake a souffle. What would be there? David is referring to, let's say, we're going to get to that. Let's say you take bread and you smash it into pieces less than a kazayas, and then you rebake them into like a challah kugel, right? Right? Does anyone know what a challah kugel is? Like a souffle, right? That's what you're referring to? Okay, so let's talk about that. Okay, bread pudding. So what is it exactly? I know the Sfarim talk about it, but I'm not sure exactly what it is. Okay, so it's... Okay, so we know we have the recipe. We know it's delicious. The only thing we don't know is what bracha to make on it. So that, let's figure this out. Okay, so now so that's the deal with cooking. Now, there's another thing called frying. And as we know, in many halachas, there's a couple different types of frying. Deep frying is the same halacha as cooking, because basically what you do is you stuck it into a deep fryer. Is basically cooking with the liquid of the oil. So deep frying is the equivalent of cooking. Okay? But then there's another type of frying, which is basically nothing. And it's just, you put some spray so it shouldn't burn, and then you put it on a frying pan. That's essentially the same thing as baking. That's not called cooking at all, and that will not change the bread. So, for example, let's say you take bread, and you cut it up into a few pieces, less than a kazayis, and you stick it into the oven. You make toast. So the halacha there is, since you didn't cook it, nothing changes about the bracha. There is no chemical change to the challah. It looks the same as it did. You didn't add liquid. You didn't add anything. All you add is, let's say, a few some salt, and you put it into the oven. It was bread. It's still bread, even if it's less than a kazayis. You didn't cook it. All you did was rebake it or toast it. Then it's toast instead of bread, but it's still hamotzi. Nothing changed. It didn't become mizonos because you didn't cook it. All you did was you baked it. Did I just lose everyone? I'm not sure what happened there. Okay. What? Okay, fine. Okay, I'm here now. Okay. So I don't know what happened there. So the if you just cut up the bread, I'm just gonna connect. Swim a little bit. It's a better connection. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right, it doesn't matter. Okay. Am I on now? Yeah. Okay. So it wouldn't matter. That wouldn't matter. So if you take bread, right. So cooking takes away the shame lechem. Okay, it's not called bread anymore, but just baking doesn't, because it's still bread. It was baked the first time, and now you rebaked it again the second time. That doesn't change anything. Okay, so now you put it into the oven. Let's say you take your pita and you cut it up. You made pita bread, pita chips. You put it in the oven. You're still hamotzi because nothing changed. Okay, now the question is, industrial pizza chips perhaps are different, because since they were baked in the first place. Now, this is Rabbi Mandelbaum, who's the author of this book that I said. He said in his shir that if it was baked in the first place to be snack food, it could be that's considered mizonos, because it wasn't baked to be bread, meal bread. It was baked to be snack bread. And mamela, therefore, since it was baked like that in the first place, it could be it's considered mizonos to begin with. That's what he said. I'm not sure where that logic comes from exactly, but Okay, so now what they made basically is snack bread to begin with. They took bread, dough, and they're trying to make chips out of it and crackers, so therefore it's considered mizonos. That was the intention. So he said that was the thing. If he said he thought that the matzah that they manufacture as chocolate-covered matzah, they took regular matzah and then covered it with chocolate. He said that wouldn't change anything because each piece was more than a kazayis. And anyway, they weren't cooked. You took the matzah, you spread chocolate on it, and you put it back in the oven to harden the chocolate, but it was never cooked. So how could that become mizonos? So he called up the company, and he said the company, and Rav Rashi, and the company said, no, this is a special run that we make, special matzah just for the chocolate-covered matzahs. We don't buy matzah in a store and then cover them with chocolate. We manufacture our own matzahs for this purpose. So therefore, since the matzah was manufactured to be a snack, then it's considered mezonos right away. So that's the reasoning for that. Yeah, but he said, but correct. He said you would have to know each particular company how that works. Okay? Now, now that's that. Now, so therefore, anything which is manufactured that way could be. Now, let's talk about the croutons for a minute. Okay, so again, if you take bread and you cook it and it's less than kazayis, it loses its bracha. If you take bread and you just rebake it, nothing changes. Okay, deep frying is like cooking, and just flat frying with a little spray is like baking because it's really just the heat of the, there's no oil there. Now, sometimes you have in between, like what we do in our houses a lot of times, is not deep frying. You don't have, it's not fully immersed into the oil. But the purpose of the oil is to change the taste of the food. It's not just to shouldn't burn like a spray. Sometimes you put a thick layer of oil and you fry it in there and then it gets like, you know, oily and hard because of the oil. That is a suffix. The Chazon Ish holds that turns it into mezonos. The Mishnah Berurah holds it doesn't. That's a question. So if you take a piece of bread, less than a kazayis, and you would then fry it in a little bit of oil, decent amount of oil, that would be a suffix, and we wouldn't know what to do. Probably Sfaradim would be more lenient to make mezonos, but Ashkenazim, it would be a suffix. We wouldn't know what to do. So but this is only if it's less than a kazayis. So let's say French toast would fall into that category. You take a piece of challah, you egg it, and then you fry it, but you don't just necessarily spray. You put a little oil so it takes a little crunchy, whatever. So that would be this category of a doubt, okay? If it's more than a kazayis and it's a full piece of challah, then there's no doubt. It remains hamotzi because it was a full kazayis. But if it's less than a kazayis, it's a question what that becomes, and then you would fall into this category, okay? Let's take now matzah brei for a moment. So matzah brei, there's two ways to do it, apparently. One way is you take the matzah, you crumble it, you know, you crack it into pieces. Granted, those pieces are less than a kazayis. Then you mix it with like eggs, and then you fry it, okay? Now, you fry it normally with a decent amount of oil that it should change the taste, it should go. So that would end up being this question, okay? So what you should probably do is take a different piece of matzah, make a motzi on that, and now you're in the meal, now you could eat it as part of your meal. But it would be a question what to do in that particular type of case. It's not. I mean, the egg, it's soaked in it. It's mostly like there's eggs and matzah, you know. So, yeah, but it's not soaked in the eggs. It's not cooking in the eggs. You're not cooking up the eggs and then deep frying the matzah and the egg. You know, it's mixed in together. Now, if it would be that there is one other element, another way you could get out of this whole thing, by the way, is if you take the matzah brine beforehand, you cook the matzah, let's say you put it in hot water, then it would lose its bracha hamotzi as well. Now this other, if you cooked it and it looked the same. Now, Michael's bringing up is sometimes the matzah takes on the bread takes on a totally different form. It doesn't look anything like the bread that it used to look like. It loses what we call. So the difference only is the same thing, except for the French toast is bigger pieces. So if the French toast is usually a kazayis. Right. Right. Well, so I would say it's like this. If the French toast, each piece individually is a kazayis. So there's no way that it could change status, and for sure amotzi. But the matzah brei, since each individual piece is less than a kazayis, theoretically, because it's mixed with eggs and all that, according to some, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan, for example, says that the minhag in Europe was to make a mezonos on it because each piece was less than a kazayis and it was kind of deep fried or whatever. So, you know, I guess it would depend, you know, how you do that. But you're saying it's still recognizable as matzah. That's the problem. Okay, so now let's go into the next thing. Let's say you take matzah and you crumble it up, and you mix it with so many ingredients that it's not recognizable anymore as matzah. You don't know what it used to be. So then, itaka loses its hamotzi. It's not hamotzi anymore. because since you mixed it up with so many ingredients, then now it doesn't retain its appearance as matzah. It would lose its status as matzah, even if you never cooked it and you only baked it. So here's where, for example, a mizonos cake comes in. You take dough, you take flour, matzah meal, which is flour made up of matzah. It used to be matzah. You crunched it up, and now it's matzah meal flour. You mix it up with sugar, margarine, eggs, everything, you know, and then you bake it. So there was never a point that it was cooked. It never entered a cooking process. So how come it's mizonos? It's just basically reconstituted bread. The answer is because since you mixed it in with so many things, it's not recognizable anymore, the original form. So since you lost the original form and it's not recognizable, now it becomes mizonos. Okay? And I'll tell you a very interesting thing. So where does this come up? We know that there's a halacha that since it's not recognizable anymore, that's why it's mizonos. Now, remember, it's not better than regular cake, which we spoke 2 weeks ago, is kind of like bread, and if you eat too much of it, maybe you have to make hamotzi. But at least it's in that category. Okay? You know where this comes up? Is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we know the halacha is you're not supposed to eat matzah. So are you allowed to eat cakes made out of matzah meal? Is that like considered eating matzah on Erev Pesach? It's very, so people want to know, they're making a siyum on Erev Pesach, they want to serve some food, can they serve this mizonos cakes that's made out of matzah? So strictly speaking, probably you could, because it's not really matzah anymore. Okay, and now if you want to, now, knedelach, which is matzah meal, which you cook, that's clearly mizonos, because since you're cooking it, it's for sure lost its status, okay? So let's just to sum up, basically, where we are right now, anything deep fried or cooked, once it's less than a kazayis, lost its bracha, it's no longer bread. Anything which is not deep fried or cooked, the only way it would lose its hamotzi is if it's not recognizable anymore as bread. Those are the two factors, okay? So the two factors basically are, is it cooked or not? Once it's cooked, it lost its status as bread. And if it wasn't cooked, then the question is, and it's reconstituted, so it was rebaked or fried, but mixed in with a lot of other ingredients, then the factor is, does it still look like bread or not? So now, coming back to the croutons. So if you make croutons in your house, you cut up bread, spice it, put it in the oven, it's hamotzi, clearly, because you didn't do anything. It looks like bread. It was just baked. It wasn't mixed in with other ingredients. There's nothing that you did to it that would change it from hamotzi. Okay? However, we were on the call last week. We were on the shiur last week. And Avram Getzel said on the shiur that in the restaurant, what they try to do, if they have time to get out of the issue, is to deep fry the croutons. Okay, so if you're ordering a salad with croutons because you're trying to be healthy, you should realize, you should know that croutons sometimes are deep fried, which may not be. So the what? Most places do not, and even his, he said they don't always get around to it. You know, he said it's much easier, obviously less time consuming and cheaper probably to just bake them, put it in the oven. But if you deep fry pieces that are less than a kazayis each, then those croutons will now become mizonos. Because now deep frying is equivalent to cooking, and you cooked each crouton is less than a kazayis. So now the deep frying process would turn it into a mizonos, whereas baking them would remain as hamotzi. So it's important to keep that in mind. Okay. Now, so that's the croutons. So that's basically, if you had to sum it up, those would be the two categories. Let's talk about the challah souffle, which we got some opinion, insight to, that it was quite delicious and there's some good recipes. So what's the bracha? So the halacha is like this. What is this stuff? You take challah, I guess you soak it, you mix it with eggs and, you know, apples and different types of sugar and different sweet things. Then you put it together and you bake it in the oven. That cake never went through a cooking process. It went through a baking process. We said baking doesn't really take away the halacha of bread. The only thing it does do is, if it's not recognizable anymore as bread, then it would become hamotzi, mizonos. So Rabbi Yashiv says that as long as there is a significant amount of fruit juices and eggs and, you know, margarine or whatever, the liquids that are it's being kneaded in are mostly non-water, mostly eggs, you know, sugar, juice, whatever, and it's very significantly sweet, then it's reconstituted in that form. It's no longer bread, and it would be mizonos. So even though it was once bread, and it was never cooked, it was baked, but it was baked in a new form where, you know, it was mixed in with all these other ingredients that basically turned it into a cake, it will become mizonos and not anymore hamotzi. Well, the matzah bride, that's what was the argument before Mr. Levine was making, that it's much more noticeable probably that it's bread. So the only way to get out of it would be to consider the frying process cooking. And frying is not like cooking. It wasn't cooked. It was fried. So that's why it's not necessarily the same as the, you could still recognize it. Not chalakul apart. You have a piece of chalakul. Someone, you're like, oh, this is delicious. What is this? And the lady doesn't want to tell you that, you know, she used her 3-week-old stale challah to make this kugel. So you don't know what it's made out of, right? But the matzah bride, it's obvious, it's clear. So the only reason to say the matzah bride would be mezoinus is only because maybe it went through, it's considered when going through a cooking process. But, and that's why we said, is it called cooked? Is it not called cooked? It's fried. But this is clearly not cooked. However, the leniency is because it's much less noticeable that it's bread. It's part of a kugel. So therefore, it's much less noticeable that it's bread, so it would become mizoinus. Okay? So, because you see, I think most people could tell that it still looks still like matzah. It's like matzah with eggs. I mean, it's not. That's called baking. That's not called cooking. Now, there's one other case, which is, what was the last case? He spoke about in, I wanted to discuss one more case. That's slipping my mind. I said that was cooked. Okay, is there any other questions? Because there's one more case I wanted to discuss. Maybe it'll come back to me. But it was never. Sounds interesting. Okay, it makes sense. I mean, it sounds like an interesting recipe altogether. But that's beside the point. But if you there was a very nice case that he discussed. Also. Some sort of cooked bread that I don't remember the last case he talked about in the shir. I remember it hit me as a nice case, but essentially that would be the breakdown. So just to basically go over it one more time, I think that pretty much sums up this particular issue is, again, if it is, if it is cooked, then it depends on, is it exact or not? If it's not cooked and it's rebaked, then it's mixed in with a lot of other ingredients and a lot of other materials, then it would depend, does it look like bread or does it not look like bread? And if it's recognizable as bread, it would still be a moitzi. If it's not recognizable as bread, then it would be mezoinus if it had other ingredients in it. If it was manufactured initially to be snack bread, then it would also be mezonos, and that's what we said most of the time, those croutons or Melba toast or pizza chips that, you know, if you can verify that the way they were manufactured was that way. It wasn't like, you know, they collect bread from, you know, old bakeries or something, but it's they manufacture the bread in a way that's made initially for the purpose of the snack, that would be mezonos. What about, they talk about lakshenkugel. You know, noodle kugel. So what happens to the noodle kugel? So noodle kugel is, you know, you take noodles and those are cooked. But now what you did is you take a bunch of cooked dough and you rebake it. So does that have anything to do? Can one argue that that has any shaykhis to bread? Because technically it was dough that was baked, that was boiled, but then rebaked. So technically dough that's boiled and then rebaked becomes bread. For example, a bagel. Right, a bagel is boiled. You boil it up to give it that hardness, and then you bake it. So since the end product was baked, we've been talking about that it was baked and then cooked. So the cooking is the last process, so that makes it not bread anymore. What if it was cooked and baked? So a bagel is a motzi, right? So it's not completed, but so Rabbi Yashiv says that a noodle kugel is almost the same thing, if you think about it. You take the dough, you take the noodles, you cook them, and now you've rebaked them and reconstituted them so they should become like bread. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman argues, and he said, no, they don't look like bread, they have nothing to do with bread, and I think that's the minhag ha'olam, basically, is that that's not considered, it's not considered a moitzi, but that's another interesting ramification of this issue. Right. Okay, it's a good that's a nice point. I'm not sure. That's an interesting point. Now, just one other issue to discuss quickly is what about bread, which is like we said just now, deep fried or cooked lechatchila. So, for example, let's say a donut, which is you take a dough. And then you deep fry it, which is equivalent, like we're saying the whole shiur, deep frying is equivalent to cooking. So a donut, hamoitzi, I'm talking about, let's say it's like a donut, it's not particularly sweet. I mean, because a donut is sweet, so, but would it be hamoitzi or would it be mezonos? So this is a big machlokas, because since it was initially dough, and it's still kind of like recognizable as dough, does it need to be baked, or even if it was cooked at the end? So we paskin la'alacha, even though it's a question in the Rishonim, we paskin that that's mezonos, and it's so much so mezonos that it has nothing to do with bread. So it's not even, it's less likely to have a halacha of a motzi than even like a cake, because a cake was baked. So remember we discussed, like let's say you have a cake that was baked, and you had a lot of it, maybe you have to make a motzi eventually. You have a kokosh cake. It's baked. So it's basically, it's very similar to bread. It's just snack bread versus meal bread. If you have enough of it, you would have to wash, right? And make a moitzi. But this stuff, since it never became bread, it was deep fried, you could have a lot of donuts. You could have 10 donuts, and you would still not have to make a moitzi because it's not considered bread at all. It was deep fried. It's like it was cooked, and therefore it's not considered bread on any level, and therefore you would not have to make hamoitzi on it at all. So a donut is a whole different category that it's just plain mezonos, and it would never turn into bread at all, okay? So that's the difference between, you know, a donut and all these other things, because that was deep fried, and that's like it was cooked, okay? And it was never rebaked after that. It was just cooked. So that would be the halacha there. All right, so these halachas are kind of complicated, but yeah, so, I mean, we said last time, right, so we said last time it's probably like 10 rugalach or something. Some people say 10, some people say more than that, but the minimum shear, Ramosha says to avoid eating like between 10 and 20 rugalach in that amount, because that's the doubt. But 10 rugalach is a lot, I mean, to sit down and eat that, you know, it's... yes. right, exactly. So, but that would only apply to rugalach. So you could get away with the donut. You know, so if you serve donuts or that fried, you know, mezonos ice cream that he was talking about. So since that was never really cooked, that dough, that dough is fried, you could have plenty of that, you know, and you would not have to wash. So that category is a little different. Okay, and same thing with something that never looked like, never was a dough. It was just a batter. For example, pancakes. Pancakes are just a batter. They were never a dough at all. It's just a batter that you pour. So that also never was bread. That was never bread to begin with. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it was never a dough. No, because it's not bread. It was a dough. It's not, I don't know that it's different. I'm talking about dough. We've been talking about dough this whole time. You know, a kokish cake, a rugelach, these things are dough. A batter that's a liquid batter that was never a dough to begin with could be completely different status. Because it... Yeah, because that was a dough. It was never a dough. It was a batter to begin with. So it never looked like bread. It was never a point in time that it had a similarity to bread. It's a suffix. It's a suffix, that case. So maybe, you know, for challah, it should be machmer, but not for this. Okay, so, you know, I think this is the end of this issue of, you know, hamoitzi. Obviously, a lot of details and on that, but we spoke about it for a few weeks already. And I just want to point out that I was one time in a shir with Rav Matisyahu Salomon, and he said that he had the schos to be with the stipler, with Rav Shach. He was with the stipler a lot, but he was with Rav Shach one time for an entire day. It was a day during Bein Hazmanim, and Rav Shach was seeing people the whole day. So he sat down, and he was there watching how Rav Shach dealt with everyone who came in. And he said, this guy comes in, he has no parnasa. So Rav Shach says, he hears him, he gives him a chizuk, and then he says, you know, you should work on when you bench with a bencher. You should bench from a bencher. The next guy comes in, I have problems with my kids. So he hears him out, gives him a chizuk, and then he says, yeah, you should bench with a bencher. That's what I need, bracha with Shalom Bayis. He hears him out, gives him a chizuk, and then he says, you should bench with a bencher. And the whole day, no matter what it was, he said, be makabel to bench with a bencher. So the stipler after, and sort of Matisyahu at the end said, what's the story with benching? He says, because benching is the time of the day that we're supposed to remember that we should be thankful to Hashem for giving us what he gives us. And if you keep on being thankful to Hashem with kavana, benching with a bencher means to have kavana. That's what that means. You know, you're paying attention to it. You're not rushing and looking and on to the next thing. You're doing it slowly with the words, having intention to do it. So he said, you know, if a person's constantly reminding themselves that, you know, thankful for what Hashem gives them, Hashem will give them more. Hashem will constantly give them more. And he's thankful. So he said, no matter what it is, benching with a bencher is a very important segula, you know, for a person to receive more bracha and shefa from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when we're talking about, and by the way, this is an interesting story that one of the Ingolite said over in the Kodesh, he said, I think it was like one of the last weeks we had Shal Shudis before we closed down Shal Shudis. He said that there was a person that went to Rav Shach for this bracha for Parnasa, and guess what? Rav Shach told him, bench from a bencher. So he said he was makabalit, and like for 6 months, 8 months, it was always, and he it was working, you know. He was on a plane one time, and he washed, and this, Zonosrol, I don't know what he washed on after everything, but he didn't have a sitter with him, you know. And back in those days, not everyone had a bench. He's on a plane, what's he supposed to do, you know, fly out of the... So he said, look, I have no choice whatsoever right now. It's not like I could get up and being lazy. I just don't have a bench. So he benched, and then things started getting shaky. All right. Anyway, after a year, eventually, like, things were okay. He went back to Rav Shach, and he said it worked, but it wasn't like... So Rav Shach, you know, or right after that incident, when things were shaky, he went back to Rav Shach, and he said, you know, what should I... He said, did you ever bench without... He says, yeah, that one time. But it wasn't my fault. So he says, no. He says, I think what you should have done is, before you bench, take out a paper, write down the whole benching, and then read it. This way you're benching inside from the bencher. So akadekach, that he said that, you know, that it was so strong to him that it would be worthwhile, write it down first, and then bench from it. So that was the, but the idea is that it's, It's a very strong inyan that to have kavan in the benching, and these halachas that we're talking about is, you know, what's bread and all the technical halachas, but also to realize the inyan of it, the idea, the concept of it, is to use it as an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we get. And it's Hashem, if we continue to do that, we will continue to see more and more bracha from Hashem, okay? So it's good to see everybody. Have a great day. And, you know, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll be on to a little bit of the next topic. Okay. Thank you. Good to see everybody. Thanks, Michael. We'll see you. Have a great week. Shkoyach, Avram. Thank you. Mommy, you're there? Hi, how are you? Everything good? You came onto the shir, I see. Okay, good. All right, okay, good. Are you on the email or you get on the chat? Where did you get it from?